Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. My name is Nicholas, and we're going through Judges. We're in Judges chapter 20, and we just finished up a terrible scene where a man went into a city of Israel, and we see what happened in Israel, turning away from the law of our Heavenly Father, turning away from worshiping Him into idolatry and degenerating into all kinds of terrible things, and to the point where they have homosexual gangs roving about looking for, as the homosexuals would put it, fresh meat and to do with whatever they want. And this is what happens in a society that degenerates from idolatry, and they get turned over to a reprobate mind, and such terrible things can happen and do happen. And yes, as we see, the nation is turning into it. Where I live, the legislation, it's continually one state after another. I think they're going to satisfy the homosexuals with to be able to marry each other. Now, that's not going to satisfy their lusts. What they want is recruits. And everything they're doing is to normalize homosexuality so that they have more options in recruiting more sexual partners. That's what it is really all about. And when the land becomes lawless, as it did in Israel, where every man did that which was right in his own sight, we had these travelers traveling, and the man would not stop in a strange city. He would not stop until he got to a city of Israel. And you see what happened, even in a city of Israel. So couldn't happen in America? Don't you believe it for a minute. I'm afraid that this type of thing is in our future. When the money fails, which the money is failing, when we have chaos and lawlessness, because how many police are going to work without pay? How many? And so all I can say to you people, with the times coming, you can't see the times of the signs? Well, open your eyes and see the times of the signs. You put your trust in mammon and men, especially in this funny money system they got going out there of unjust weights and balance. It can't work. It won't keep working. You see how it's spiraling out of control. Oh, they think they control it, and they do to a certain degree to make themselves rich and to bring about their agenda, but it has its own end. That's right. An unjust weight and balance monetary system has its own end, and that's an end which they can't control. We'll see. So what could happen in America? Well, what happens anywhere that lawlessness prevails? So look to it in your cities where they embrace all of this wickedness. You can look out for the roving gangs that'll be invading homes and looking to plunder the flesh of other men, even. So wickedness, such wickedness that they prefer men with men rather than women. We'll continue here. We're in Judges chapter 20, verse 1. And then all the children of Israel went out, and the congregation was gathered together as one man, from Dan even to Beersheba, with the land of Gilead, and unto Yahuwah and Mizpah. And the chief of all the people, of all, even all the tribes of Israel, presented themselves in assembly of the people of God, 400,000 footmen that drew sword. Now the children of Benjamin heard that the children of Israel were gone up to Mizpah. Then said the children of Israel, "Tell us how was this wickedness?" That, and the Levite, the husband of the woman that was slain, answered and said, "I came to Gibeah that belongeth to Benjamin, I and my concubine to lodge, and the men of Gibeah rose up against me to beset the house round about upon me by night, and thought to have slain me and my concubine. They forced that she is dead." And I took my concubine and cut her in 12 pieces and sent her throughout all the country of the inheritance of Israel, for they have committed lewdness and folly in Israel. Behold, you are all children of Israel. Give here your advice and counsel. And all the people arose as one man, saying, we will not any of us go to his tent, neither will we any of us turn unto his house, but now this thing shall be done. We go to Gibeah, and we go up by lot against it. And we will take 10 men of 100 throughout the tribes of Israel, and 100 of 1,000, and 1,000 of 10,000, and fetch victual for the people, that they may do, and they may come to Gibeah of Benjamin, according to all the folly that they have wrought in Israel. So all the men of Israel were gathered against the city, knit together as one man. Oh, you know, this is a beautiful thing. If only this could happen in America. Oh, but it won't happen in America, will it? Well, one, the men of the churches. Oh, you can go to church, you can turn in your weapon and get candy or something, you know? I mean, that's what they're doing in the churches this day. They're disarming the people. They're teaching them not their hands to war, as the scripture says, not to be an army for Yahuwah, our God, but they're teaching them, oh, you got to let the wicked government take care of it. And you'll watch the wicked government turn the nation over to wickedness. Yes, if only Yahuwah, the people of God, and not those that call themselves the people of God but are not. And I'm going to give you a clue here. They call themselves the people of God, but they are not. Now, if in the time of the Messiah, Yahshua, when he walked on the earth during Daniel's 70th week, and he said to them, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, and they said, well, we got to do something. We're going to lose our position with Rome. Yeah. They called themselves, and the scripture says Jews, but the proper term would be Yahudim, or the people of God, the people that are called by his name, but they were not. He said, your father is the devil. That's right. Your father is the devil. He said, you bear witness against yourself. That's what Yahshua, Jesus, said to them. So we recognize them, that they called themselves the people of God, but they were not, because their father was the devil. And they were in bed with the state. They were more concerned about what the Romans would think, what the civil authority would think. They would lose their position. They would lose their 501c3 tax-deductible donations. They would lose their pensions. They would lose their salaries. They would lose their medical plans. And so all of the churches today, through their 501c and corporation with the state, they bow down to Caesar, the civil authority, because they don't want to lose their position. They don't want to lose their benefits, their social security. They don't want to lose their pensions, their salaries, their medical plans, their retirement plans. So they will never do. They will never become as one man against wickedness. They will just wink at it. A man's being persecuted. A church is being torn apart. The government is taking the children from everyone in that church. No, we'll listen to what the government says about them. They bring false accusations, which are obviously false to anyone who looks into it. And when one accusation, they can't make it stick, they just make up another accusation, one that will stick. How'd you like it if they come out to arrest you for sodomy, for molesting children and pornography, but they search your house and they take you away and put you in jail and they search your house and they find nothing? But they don't send you back home. They look for something else to put on you. Well, that's what's happening to the Alamo Church and all of its members. The children have been taken away, and the rest of the church, well, the government must be right. We'll lose our position. That's what's really going on. We don't want to lose our benefits and our position. We can't stand. But you know what? If they stood up as one man, yeah, they'd lose their so what. But their trust is in mammon. Their trust is in the benefits of men. Just like the scribes and Pharisees that the Messiah called hypocrites, who were afraid they would lose their place and their position with the Roman Empire. Yes, they were the official church of the state. So unfortunately, would we get up like one man? Would we bring our AK-47s and our swords and whatever weapons we had and show up as one man to execute justice in the land? Would it be righteous to do? Oh, yes, it would be a righteous thing to do. But let's see what happened here. The children of Benjamin gathered themselves together out of the cities unto Gibeah to go to battle against the children of Israel. So all the children of Benjamin got together to what? Defend wickedness? Okay, chapter 20, verse 11. So all the men of Israel gathered against the city, knit together as one man, and the tribes of Israel sent men through all the tribe of Benjamin, saying, that what wickedness is that you have done among you? Now therefore deliver us. I mean, they were like Sodom and Gomorrah in Israel. What wickedness is that you've done among you? Now therefore deliver us the men, the children of Belial, which are in Gibeah, that we may put them to death and put away evil from Israel. But the children of Israel, of Benjamin, the children of Benjamin would not hearken to the voice of their brethren, the children of Israel. But the children of Benjamin gathered themselves together out of the cities unto Gibeah and to go to battle against the children of Israel. And the children of Benjamin were numbered at the time out of the cities 20,600 men that drew sword beside the inhabitants of Gibeah, which were numbered 700 chosen men. Among all this people there were 700 chosen men left-handed. Every one could sling a stone at a hair breadth and not miss. And the men of Israel beside Benjamin were numbered 400,000 men that drew the sword. All these were men of war. And the children of Israel rose and went up to the house of God and asked counsel of God and said, which of us shall go up from first to battle against the children of Benjamin? And Yahuwah said, Judah shall go up first. And you know what just came to my mind? Ah, yes, one of the lamb-like qualities of the new nation that rose up in the wilderness called America. One of those lamb-like qualities, the militia. That's right. Every tribe had their own militia. Every city organized and every state had a militia. And all the men were required to have a weapon and to train for war. That's what America should be. This is a demonstration of the militia. All of these men trained in war, brought their own weapon. Man, who could fight against a land like that? Could the Chinese invade? They would not dare to. That's why America is secure today. All they can do is terrorize us. But they don't dare invade this land because this is the most armed populace on the face of the planet. Why do you think they're so trying so hard to disarm America so they can come in and plunder us? So, just thought I'd mention that lamb-like quality of America, the nation that rose up in the wilderness having two horns. Lamb-like. So let's continue in Judges here. So Judah was called to go up first. And I'm trying to find out where I left off. I lost my place here. Let me look. The men of Israel went up to battle against Benjamin. The men of Israel put themselves in array to fight against them at Gibeah. And the children of Benjamin came forth out of Gibeah and destroyed down to the ground of the Israelites that day 22,000 men. And the people of the men of Israel encouraged themselves and set their battle again in array in the place where they put themselves in array the first day. And the children of Israel up and wept before Yahuwah until even and asked counsel of Yahuwah, saying, shall we go up again to battle against the children of Benjamin, my brother? And Yahuwah said, go up against him. And the children of Israel came near against the children of Benjamin the second day. And Benjamin went forth against them out of Gibeah the second day and destroyed down to the ground the children of Israel. Again, 18,000 men. All these drew the sword. Then all the children of Israel, all the people went up and came unto the house of God and wept and sat there before Yahuwah and fasted that day until even, and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before Yahuwah. And the children of Israel inquired of Yahuwah, for the Ark of the Covenant of God was there in those days. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, stood before it in those days, saying, shall I set again to go to battle against the children of Benjamin on the third day, and put themselves in array against Gibeah as at other time? And the children of Benjamin went out against the people, and were drawn away from the city. And they began to smite of the people, and kill as at other times, in the highways of which one goeth up to the house of God, and the other to Gibeah, in the field, about 30 men of Israel. And the children of Benjamin said, they are smitten down before us as at the first. But the children of Israel said, let us flee and draw them from the city unto the highways. And all the men of Israel rose up out of their place and put themselves in array at Baal Tamar, and the liers in wait of Israel came forth out of their places out of the meadows of Gibeah. And there came against Gibeah 10,000 chosen men out of all Israel, and the battle was sore, but they knew not that evil was near them. And Yahuwah smote Benjamin before Israel, and the children of Israel destroyed of the Benjamites that day 25,100 men, all that drew the sword. So the children of Benjamin saw that they were smitten, for the men of Israel gave place to the Benjamites, because they trusted unto their liers in wait, which they had set beside Gibeah. And the liers in wait hasted and rushed upon Gibeah, and the liers in wait drew themselves along and smote all the city with the edge of the sword. Now there was an appointed sign between the men of Israel and the liers in wait, that they should make a great flame with smoke rise up out of the city. And when the men of Israel retired in battle, Benjamin began to smite and kill the men of Israel, about 30 persons. For they said, surely they are smitten down before us as the first battle. But when the flame began to rise up out of the city with a pillar of smoke, the Benjamites looked behind them, and behold, the flame of the city ascended up to heaven. And when the men of Israel turned again, the men of Benjamin were amazed, for they saw that evil was come upon them. Therefore they turned their backs before the men of Israel unto the way of the wilderness. But the battle overtook them, and them which came out of the cities they destroyed in the midst of them. Thus they enclosed the Benjamites round about, and chased them, and trod them down with ease over against Gibeah toward the sun rising. And there fell of Benjamin 18,000 men. All these were men of valor, and they turned and fled toward the wilderness unto the rock of Rimmon. And they gleaned of them in the highways 5,000 men, and pursued hard after them unto Gidom, and slew 2,000 men of them. So that all which fell that day of Benjamin were 25,000 men that drew the sword. All these were men of valor. But 600 men turned and fled to the wilderness unto the rock Rimmon, and abode in the rock Rimmon 4 months. And the men of Israel turned again upon the children of Benjamin, and smote them with the edge of the sword, as well the men of every city as the beast, and all that came to hand. Also they set on fire all the cities that they came to. Now the men of Israel had sworn in Mizpah, saying, there shall not any of us give his daughter unto Benjamin to wife. And the people came to the house of God, and abode there till even before God, and lifted up their voices, and wept sore, and said, O Lord God of Israel, why is this thing come to pass in Israel, that there should be today one tribe lacking in Israel? And it came to pass in the morrow that the people rose early, and built there an altar, and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. And the children of Israel said, Who is there among all the tribes of Israel that came not up with the congregation unto Yahuwah? For they had made a great oath concerning him that came not up to the Lord, to Mizpah, saying, He shall surely be put to death. And the children of Israel repented them for Benjamin their brother, and said, There's one tribe cut off from Israel this day. How shall we do for wives for them that remain, seeing we have sworn by the Lord that we shall not give them our daughters to wives? And they said, What one is there of the tribes of Israel that came not up to Mizpah to the Lord? And behold, there came none to the camp from Jabesh Gilead to the assembly, for the people were numbered, and behold, there were none of the inhabitants of Jabesh Gilead there. And the congregation sent hither 12,000 men of the most valiant, and commanded them, saying, Go and smite the inhabitants of Jabesh Gilead with the edge of the sword, and the women and the children. And this thing that you shall do, you shall utter to destroy every male and every woman that hath lain by man. And they found among the inhabitants of Jabesh Gilead 400 young virgins that had not known a man by lying with any male, and they brought them to the camp of Shiloh, which is in the land of Canaan. And the whole congregation sent to speak to the children of Benjamin that were in the rock Rimmon, and call peaceably to them. And Benjamin came, and at that time they gave them wives which they had saved alive to the women of Jabesh Gilead, and yet so they sufficed them not. And the people repented them for Benjamin, because that the Lord had made a breach in the tribes of Israel. Then the elders of the congregation said, How shall we do for wives for them that remain, seeing the women are destroyed out of Benjamin? And they said, There must be an inheritance for them that be escaped to Benjamin, that a tribe be not destroyed. And of course, who escaped out of Benjamin? I mean, they didn't destroy every man of Benjamin. There was the righteous man who took them into his house, as I'm certain that there were righteous. And when you see the destruction of the wicked, it shall not come near thee. So of those righteous in Benjamin, I would assume that they were the ones who escaped. Although we don't get all these kinds of details in the story as it's relayed here. Judges 21, verse 17. And they said, There must be an inheritance for them that be escaped to Benjamin, that a tribe not be destroyed out of Israel. Howbeit, we may not give them wives of our daughters, for the children of Israel have sworn, saying, Cursed be he that giveth a wife to Benjamin. And they said, Behold, there is a feast of Yahuwah in Shiloh yearly, in a place which is on the north side of Bethel, on the east side of the highway that goeth up from Bethel to Shechem, and on the south of Lebonah. Therefore they commanded the children of Benjamin, saying, Go, lie in wait in the vineyards, and see, and behold, if the daughters of Shiloh come out to dance and dances, then come ye out of the vineyards, and catch you every man his wife of the daughters of Shiloh, and go to the land of Benjamin. And it shall be, when their fathers or their brethren come up unto us to complain, that we shall say unto them, Be favorable unto them for our sakes, because we reserve not each man his wife in the war, for ye did not give unto them at this time, that you should not be guilty. And the children of Benjamin did so, and took them wives according to their number of them that danced, whom they caught. And they went and returned unto their inheritance, and repaired the cities, and dwelt in them. And the children of Israel departed thence at that time, every man to his own tribe and to his own family, and they went out from thence, every man to his inheritance. In those days there was no king in Israel. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. And that's a sad way to end it.